Welcome to your Creative Fire Visualization. Today's visualization, we are going to be tapping into our creativity, our imagination, that fire that lives within us and yearns to make things, whether they're songs, whether it's order, paintings, groups, businesses, redecorating our entire house, making our own clothes, cooking. Creativity is just part of who we are as humans. Yet there are some creative activities that really help open us up to the depth of our soul, really open up other voices within us, whether they're characters that come up when we're writing songs or writing about writing in books. There's so much that runs through us. We get so many ideas, and yet creativity can sometimes seem so fleeting, like trying to capture a firefly with your bare hands. It's so much easier with a jar and a lid. It's the time we dedicate to creativity that allows that fire to keep burning. And there's projects that come and go. There's beginnings, middles, lots of middles, and completions. And this visualization can be used for all of that. But I especially am dedicating this visualization to those people who maybe feel like they have lost touch with their creativity. Maybe they've lost touch. Maybe you've lost touch with your juice. I'm going to be calling out certain points within us, certain energy centers, and I hope that this anchors your creativity in a way that you can go back to this fire, in a way that you can check in on the fire, and not just hope for the muse to show up or to bank on inspiration, but instead to fan those flames, to cut wood, bring wood to the fire. Creativity is something that is essential to a feeling of satisfaction. That doesn't mean that we all have to write the great American novel, but when it comes to our life purpose, we are creating something, and this inner energy of ours deserves acknowledgement, and it definitely deserves some of this time of sacred renewal. So let's begin by closing our eyes and just shaking off, kind of let your shoulders bounce back and forth, let your spine go back and forth, shake off whatever's happened today, letting go of the past. And let go of the coming future. Just be right here in your body. Here in this visualization, feeling yourself craving going into a more inward space, and as you feel that craving to go inward, notice how it becomes almost easier. Outside the door, what's on the other side of the window, giving this time to you now. Let's take 3 conscious inhales and exhales. Thank you. just bring our, not just our attention into our body, but using our body to magnetize any energy we may have left anywhere else in the world. Drawing our energy out of our to-do lists, out of any I should have done lists. Subway, back from your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom, from your office, from your dinner plans. Finding yourself really centering. Getting even more deeply connected with your body. Let's begin by grounding our energy. We begin to ground by allowing our awareness to appear yet at our root chakra, at the base of our spine, connecting in with that vortex of energy, that energy center. Chakra that we can become conscious of our grounding cord. So allow your awareness to get bigger than your root chakra, get bigger than the base of your spine, and let it find that shaft of light. Down through all the different plates, the crust of the earth, connecting deeply with the very center of the planet. And our grounding cord today, let it be able to grow in width, grow like a foot bigger than your hips. So it is just taking a big amount of room. Because what we want to let go of through our grounding cord, what we want to give up, are all the should-haves, could-haves. I don't have follow-through, I never complete anything, no one understands me. Whatever words come up or have come up around you creating what you want. This judgment of how you spent your time in the past. All those words, sentences, paragraphs, monologues. Let them disassemble and just see piles of alphabets falling away from you. And seeing those letters disappear into the ground below, knowing they're being taken into that heat in the center of the earth, where they will be transformed, where they will go through a process of recreation to become something else. And that grounding is just going to continue the whole time we're in this visualization. Anything that pops up, just let those words scramble, become unreadable, and allow the letters to just fall down your grounding cord. it's not only adding the safety and sense of belonging for our body, but it's also a place of exit. It's a place to let go. So I want you to imagine for a moment that there's a 12 above your head and a 6 under your feet. And tap in. Use your feelings. Use your awareness of sensation. See if you can feel which way your sacral chakra is moving, clockwise or counterclockwise. Chakras is that they release energy. The second releases energy out through your lower abdomen. And also an escape of energy at the back of your chakra. And it's very important that energy is flowing outwards, out the front of your body, and out the back. So I want you to take a moment and feel that there is energy moving outwards, out the front of your body, out the back. Remembering to breathe. As that energy moves outwards, it becomes the second layer of your aura, and that second layer is just an inch or two off your skin, and this is the layer that I feel it's so common that people have awareness of this. So imagine that someone is in the room with you, not right now, but if someone, you were in the room with someone that you were very attracted to, or they're about to be closer to you, and that sensation of anticipation, that's energy running through the second layer of your aura. For right now, just imagine a beautiful orange light moving all over your body, over your arms, in between your fingers, over your legs, up the back of your back, your shoulders, your head, your face. Breathing into this body of creativity. This is also a body of emotions. Your aura also likes to move. And while there are many layers to your aura right now, we're going to concentrate on this second layer. And I want you to feel it moving. I'm going to call out the direction, just for direction, to give direction on how this is going to feel. We're going to have the second layer of your aura moving in a counterclockwise direction. So I want it to feel slow, like honey is pouring around your body, like lava is flowing around your body. So let's begin with that sensation right along our spine, all down the back of our head, down our spine, in between our legs. And I'm going to call out the numbers of a clock. Just follow along and feel your aura moving in a counterclockwise direction. Beginning with 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, back to 6. Take an inhale. Of our aura also like to be moving. If there was any stagnation or any place in the clock that felt still to you, just allow that stillness to drop away, drop it down into your grounding core, so that all the energy of your second is in. Again, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, back to so our creativity, our sensuality also lives in our second chakra. We've gotten that energy moving out the front of our body, out the back of our body. We have the second layer of our aura moving. So this is part of the element of using air, the way air feeds fire. Pouring out of us. We seem unstoppable as we write, as we paint, as we put things together. But there is another layer before the flow completely clicks in. And this is the activation in our imagination, up in our sixth chakra. To in part rise up, passing through your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, up into your psychic eye. This chakra also is moving clockwise or counterclockwise. It is also releasing energy out the front of your forehead and out the back of your head. It goes out a little further though. It goes out about 2 feet. And then from there it creates the sixth layer of your aura. So our imagination is a playground. It's a place we can possibilities. It is the place of ideas. So ideas and imagination, to bring them out of us, need the connection with the second chakra. Otherwise, it's just lyrics rolling around, batting around our brain. It's ideas about characters. It's ideas about to do, things to start, but no one hears the song. No one reads the words. No one sees the paintings. When it just stays idea, when it just stays imagination. So today, I want us to connect our sixth chakra in a very every chakra is important, and getting them all lined up and all pumping and moving and working together, yes, that's absolutely what you want. But today we're talking about clues and keys to keep the creative fire alive. So to connect and enhance the dance between creativity and imagination, something that I call the euphority pattern, creating a sacred eight, using the heart chakra as the center. So just listen, or you can try it as I speak it out. Just listen for a moment without worrying about getting it. Seeing the energy of your imagination coming out the front of your forehead, making a curve in front of your face, and then coming back into your body at the front of your heart chakra, moving through that place of self-compassion, self-love, feeling that energy come out the back of your heart chakra, curving down, and then meeting the back of your creative chakra, moving through. space coming out. Front of your body, swooping up, silver and gold again, finding the front of your heart, traveling through your love, coming out your back, out the back of your heart chakra, and then swooping up, silver and gold, into the back of your imagination. Beautiful. And then if you want to add any colors or any other colors or effervescence is coming through for you, that's beautiful. Let's go through that again. Watching the energy come out the front of your imagination, swooping down, moving into the front of your heart, moving through your love, coming out the back of your heart, swooping down, coming into the back of your creativity. Faster than I was saying it, and that's great. And some of you might want to slow it down. Some of you might be rewinding and going back and hearing it again. It's all perfect, but you'll find your own rhythm. And in that rhythm, you're keeping the portals and the channels open between your imagination, your self-affinity, your love, and your creativity wide open. Now, there are many different ways the chakras talk to each other and are connected. This eight that you're moving through has its place also in raising your capacity to ecstasy, to euphoria. So down what it means to you. Again, inhale, exhale. Throat chakra is quite different than the rest, actually. It's very important for it to remain empty. So while there is energy there, a really healthy throat chakra is very clear. Very clear. Because this is a place where our heart energy comes out, where our imagination comes out. So when in our throat chakra, when we want to say that really difficult truth and we start coughing, when we get a sore throat because we want to have a very important conversation and we just can't bring ourselves to have it, these things happen often because a story is blocked in our throat, because some of our expression has absolutely stagnated. So right now, I want you to feel for your throat chakra. It is also moving clockwise or counterclockwise. And it will be releasing energy out the front of your throat and out the back of your neck. Allow the movement of the chakra to clear that outward energy movement. So you can see it almost like the way our grounding cord has this vortex of light that goes down. Our throat chakra has a vortex of light that's moving outward, out the front of our neck, and out the back of our throat, releasing. And it is so great to release here, especially words. I should have said, I could have said, I wish I never heard. So allow right now all those old conversations to pour out of your throat chakra. Any stored energy around what you would say the next time you were in front of whoever, let it go. That is you living in the future about being heard. Through that monologue enough that you've got it memorized, so you do not need to keep repeating it. Let it go. Our throat chakra is expression. Expression comes through sharing. Expression happens in so many ways, through humor. It's one of the ways our emotions can come out. It's one of the ways our mind can come out. It is definitely one of the ways our spirit comes out. Let's raise the vibration of our throat chakra. Is a place for the release of our creative voice, our imaginative voice. And our characters are especially not trying to please anybody. Allow the medicine of air to keep moving, clearing out that throat chakra. Thank you. For humans create so much with our hands. So we're finding that heat. We're finding the builder, the writer, the nurturer, the lover, the hairdresser, the bartender, the driver, the farmer, the programmer. We are finding the fire that runs along our arms, in the very center of your upper arms, a channel. Through your lower arms, through the center of your wrists, and then it ends in the palm of your hands. There are two chakras that actually live in the palms of your hands, and these are more places for creativity and also healing. So please feel these two chakras opening up in the palms of your hands. And if you haven't already, put your arms and hands in a way where your palms are facing up. When we open up the chakras in our hands, it's really a wonderful visual to see them opening up like apertures on a camera. Respond right away and have a heat blast of its own. So our solar plexus is releasing fire all the time out the front of our belly and also out through our back. Fire. just force, not just surviving, not just doing. It's so much more than that. Absolutely you. So distinct, so textured in a way that could only be yours. May it be wildly radical. May you release that dream that will make us laugh, that will turn us on, to tears, that will inspire us. And may you be in receiving so that the art of each of our lives touches you somewhere deeply and brings you to tears or brings you to laughter. brings you to ecstasy. Take another inhale and exhale. As we come into a close, blessings for